My friend, these three P's of purpose are absolutely essential, I believe, to reconnecting with your sense of purpose and feeling that you belong. Now, the first P is people. Is who is it that you want to help in your life and why? Now, these might be the people that are already a part of your life. This might be your partner. This might be your kids. This might be your family. This might be your friends. This might be someone in work. It might be someone that is part of your community. Right? You might already have a connection with them, and you might want to be help them in an even greater way. And the question is, how? How? That's what I want to ask you. How could you help the person or the people in your life right now and support them in a bigger way? And why is that a big deal? That's first part of it, right? Who do you want to help and why? You know, for me, I remember when, for example, the whole pandemic started and we all were in lockdown, and I knew that the person I really wanted to help in my life probably the most was my son, because he was in primary school and this whole learning from home thing, I mean, it was weird. And I realized that, you know, he's away from the life that he's leading, and I really want to be there for him. I want to support him in his studies. I want to make it fun for him. You know, have a good life so that we can support him in the best possible way. So you're essentially playing, you know, a few different roles as a parent, as a friend, and as a teacher as well, right? And I knew that the reason why I wanted to do that is to have that bond, that sense of connection, so that he can look forward on it, you know, when he's a teenager or adult, and he can look back on that time and say, you know what, it was fun. I had a good time, you know? So I knew who I wanted to help, and I knew what is the reason why for me. Now, what does it mean for you? Who is it in your life who maybe looks up to you? Who is that in your life that really might be struggling or needs your support or needs your attention or wants to get progress? Or maybe you might be ahead of them, or maybe you just might be able to support them in doing what they want to do. Who is that for you? Like I said, this might be someone who is already a part of your life, but it could be someone that you've never met. It could be a person or group of people that you don't really know, but maybe you're connected by a shared experience. Maybe you've lived through, you know, a similar type of struggle. Maybe you share an interest or a passion in some way, you know? I think for me, you know, starting Simplify Cancer podcast, that made sense to me, right? Because it was, I knew that I wanted to not only get answers for myself, selfishly, you know, but I also wanted to help others, because I realized that this, I mean, as unique as I think I am, I'm sure there's lots of other people who are experiencing similar challenges and similar struggles. Right? That's what it's all about. So who is it for you in your life that you feel have had a similar experience, or that you feel connected with somehow? Maybe it's your background. Maybe something you have in common that you feel you want to make a difference. You want to support them. Who is it that you want to help and why? The why part is critical. Because when you know your why, when you make it like personal, when you know why that's a big deal, then you can figure out the how. You can figure out what to do. You can stick with it. You can make it happen because it's real for you, because it's personal, and you feel like it's a part of who you are. It's a part of where you're going. It's real. It's something that you believe in. It's something you can get behind. Knowing that reason, you can move mountains, my friend. You can make anything happen. That's why the question is, who do you want to help and why? So that's the first P of 3 P's of purpose is people. Figure out who you want to help and why. Whether this person or people are already part of your life, or whether they are someone that you are affiliated with or want to help with in some way. Right? So people, been having that personal connection to people who you're going to support, you're going to encourage, you're going to empower in some way, that's vital. Because you are creating that sense of connection, right? That's why we're here in this world, right? That's why we built civilization. That's why we make friends. That's why we fall in love, right? We want to experience that sense of connection. And that's why doing that with people who you want to help and you strongly believe in that connection, that is going to be absolutely critical in feeling that you belong to something that is greater than yourself. And that sense of purpose and sense of belonging is vital. The second P in 3 P's of purpose is passions. You know, when we get hit in life with difficult times, when we're dealing with cancer, we've got worries, we've got pain, we've got our life just turns upside down, we feel lost, we feel scared, we feel confused. One of the first thing that goes oftentimes is our passions, because we lose that spark and we don't know what to do with ourselves. That's why it is so critical to get that spark to happen again. Just reconnect with what is it that you love doing? You know, like when you get that sense of just losing track of time, when you're like in it, right? You're in this thing, you're doing something, and maybe it's not easy, but you're working things out because it's something that just really speaks to you. So what is it in your life? Maybe a hobby or an interest, something that you've always loved doing, but you kind of didn't have time for it, or maybe just other things have got in the way. What is it something that you can pick up and get back to doing? Maybe it's a sport, maybe it's a hobby, maybe something that excites you, or it's something that you want to be doing. Or maybe it's something that you've always wanted to try and explore and see if it's right for you. You know, maybe it's, I don't know, it's hand gliding. Maybe it's surfing. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's writing. Maybe you want to write a book, or maybe you want to fuse glass. I don't know what it is that you want to do, but you can try it out. See if it really is fun for you. Maybe you can take a class, or maybe you can, do a short course, or do something with other people. Something that will really help you feel that you're doing something. It's so vital to rediscover and try things. You know, we lose touch with that sense of exploration, of trying things, of feeling excited. We lose that when we're dealing with cancer. That's why it's so vital to get that spark. Because it will not only, if you get it back to, you know, in one or two parts of your life, it will spark you, it will light you up from the inside. And it will transform the way that you are, because it will spark up in other areas of your life. You will feel more in the moment. You'll be like more engaged. you'll be like even more present, right? Because it's there, right? That's what happens when we are in that place, when we have something that we're passionate about, we are present, we're in it, we're making things happen. It feels good. And all of your kind of creativity and problem solving just like lights up. It feels good, doesn't it? So what is the one passion? I want you to ask, what is the one passion that you can just like get going, bring into your life, make happen? What is that, my friend? So that's, you know, the second P, that's passions. The third one is, it's projects, right? That's so important. When I say projects, I don't mean only projects at work, although that obviously can be part of it. But projects, what I really mean is something that, you know, something that is kind of bigger than one task, something that you can plan for in advance. So that you might have different steps or different milestones along the way that you could do, but something that is going to give you that sense of accomplishment. Something that's going to give you that sense of achievement. You're going to feel like good that you had something done, whether you did it by yourself, whether you did it in the team, whether somebody just helped you, or maybe you're helping someone. So it's going to be something you help to bring to life. Whatever that is for you, my friend, what is so absolutely vital is having that one project in your life that is really, you feel committed. You feel like it's important to you. You feel it's a part of who you are right now. And you can really get behind. You can plan. You can put your time. You can put your energy into it, right? What is that for you? This might be renovating your kitchen. This might be planning your a big travel or trip with maybe with a friend. You know, maybe it's starting up a project, something in your community, right? That will help someone. What is that for you? I want you to pick one thing. Think of one project that you could do, that you want to get behind. Something that you feel like you can be excited about. It doesn't mean that you're going to have all the answers right away. It doesn't mean that, you know, you can just, it's going to be easier. You know, you don't have to do that. You don't have to figure out all the bits and pieces right away. But you can decide on something that you can do, one thing that you can do that you can move towards, that you feel is there, that you can make plans about, that you can work towards, that is there in the future, that connects you with the person you are today to where you want to get to. That is crucial, my friend. Getting that sense of achievement, getting the sense of accomplishment. How cool is that? You know? So that's the three P's, my friend. People, who do you want to help and why? Passions. It bringing that spark into your life. Something that you put aside or something you want to rediscover, reconnect with. And projects. Something that you can plan ahead, you can get behind and get that sense of achievement that you're making progress, you're getting things done. These are the three elements that will support you in just connecting yourself to your values, right? Because with all of these questions, right, we're talking about how to draw out those values. What is truly right for you right now? And not only think about it in kind of a philosophical sense, but actually bring it to life. That's why specifically, we're not only talking about the people in your life that you care about, but we talk about how do you support them? Why is that a big deal? We talk about passions immediately, something that you can really put to play, that you can physically do. projects, something that you can, again, really get down to it and put to work in your life. I want you to think about that and also work through the implementation guide for this week. It's going to be critical. It's specifically designed to help you get clarity around these areas of your life. Right? That's going to be super important. Please don't forget to check out the PDF. It's really vital. And again, let me emphasize that you don't need to have all the answers immediately, right? You don't need to have all the answers, but you just want to be able to start. There's no pressure. You're not doing it for anyone else but you. You're only doing it for yourself so that you yourself can lead the best life for you. But you're the only one who knows it. You're the only one who can check in with yourself and say, have I really been living my best life? And that, my friend, is what it's all about. You're doing it just for yourself. And I want to just celebrate you for being here, being part of this program. Want you to feel that you belong, to rediscover your sense of purpose. I honestly think that you are amazing. After everything you've been through, you choose not to feel sorry for yourself all day, but you feel like you want to make change for you. You want to be happy. You want to live the life that you deserve. That's why you're here, my friend. And I'm incredibly just proud of you for wanting to be that. Please remember, we start with one thing. You know, I remember when the pandemic started, I knew I wanted to make a change. I knew that people whose lives were touched by cancer, patients, survivors, had a tough time. So I thought, you know, what can I do? I want to reach people and help them, you know, dealing with this whole being afraid of catching COVID and whose cancer was part of their life. So I started to reach out. And I reached out to a pharmaceutical company. And I said to them, this is my idea. This is what I'd love to do. I didn't really have, you know, a detailed plan in place. I just knew I wanted to make a difference. And we made the connection. And we ended up creating a beautiful partnership together. Yeah, I was creating a podcast, and they helped this special podcast series about COVID and cancer to reach thousands of people, right? And it's made a difference to talk about how to, you know, keep yourself safe, how to keep yourself healthy, how to look after yourself, especially when your life's been, you know, turned upside down by cancer. And it's turned out into this just amazing project. It started with just me having a desire to do something and then reaching out to someone to see if we can do something together. That's all, you know? And this, you know, organization, they helped me to shape these ideas and what that might look like. And they introduced me to people and they supported this whole project in a very powerful way. And I'm incredibly proud of it. I really am. But the only reason why it came together is because I decided I'm going to do something. Right? That's what I want for you. Just decide that you want to do something. It doesn't matter what that is. But if you put your mind to it, it doesn't matter whether it's big or small. You know, it doesn't matter what other people are going to think. It's for you, my friend. It's for you finding your sense of purpose, doing something on your terms, something that you believe in. And that, my friend, is what matters. Thank you for being here. And in the next video, I'll take you through a case study about living with purpose.